seated, please.
Hello, I'm Philip McVeigh, and I'm here with Ron and Robin Garriga. They're the directors of our generosity campaign, Will You Grow? And each week we've been taking the words one at a time, will and then you. And today we're focusing on the word grow. When you hear the word grow, what do you think of with what we're asking the congregation to do?
My first thought is a little bitty seed being put into the ground and just sprouting up and growing into a big bean vine, kind of multiplying.
You're so creative, Robin.
I didn't have that vision at all, by the way.
What's your vision?
My vision was a stepping stool and watching yourself grow as you, not grow, but grow. That's what I was thinking.
Well, I'm hearing pretty clear that you're thinking it's not remaining where you are. Mm-hmm. It's about doing something different. Say a word about, if you could invite the congregation to grow, what would you want them to do differently?
I think we all have our own financial ability. We all know what we receive. And I would just like to challenge our church family to see where they can take it up to the next level of what they would like to give back to the church, give to God. We talked about last week of how the sacrifices God made for us. Well, when you freely give and you grow abundantly, your life grows abundantly. Things just flow better. Things just work better. The dots connect better. So I know that in our life, as we have tried to grow, we've always felt really good about that. And our lives just tend to want to be better.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you think about the congregation, and we thank you so much for being our directors for this generosity campaign. I heard you say in the opening week of introduction that you were excited about what was going on in the church.
Absolutely.
And if we all grow together, God gives us a vision of flourishing, yes, of abundance. What does that mean to you as you look at our church?
For me, my example of growing was planting the seeds. I'm thinking about a tree, and you know, when it's young and you water it or you feed it or you contribute to it, the roots are going to grow stronger and stronger and spread out. And so I'm thinking that as our generosity grows with our giving to our church, we're going to be stronger and stronger and more of a beacon to our community.
Yeah, that's well said, Robin. I think that for me, in growing, it would be the joy that we do receive from that growing to that next step. I think that when we look at our church family and we see what we are accomplishing already, I mean, we have a very prosperous church, but we want to do more. We want to give more. We want this corner to, like Robin just said, a beacon. We want this to just shine. We want a light to shine throughout this community about what great things are happening here at Shalimar United Methodist Church. And that takes resources. And what a great way to see your resources being used than amongst those who need it.
Right, right. Well, thank you for challenging us with these three words, will you grow? And I want to thank Ron and Robin again. Ron, it's your birthday.
It is. Today is Ron Garriga Day.
And that tells me that you're taking this very serious, that you want to see this church grow. You want to see us all individually take
Absolutely.
A step of growth. Thank you so much for that. And let's end with that phrase we've used the previous weeks.
Will you grow with us?
It is my privilege to introduce to you, though most of you do not need to be introduced, to David Mobley. David and his family, longtime committed members here at Shalimar, and they have recently moved back. Isn't that great? Come, David.
All right. Thank you very much, Pastor Philip. While I start here, if I could get you to dig in your bulletins and find this chart and get a pen and be ready, because it's going to be like fifth grade here. I'm going to give you a quiz and you're going to have to write on this thing. So be ready for that. Like Pastor Philip said, we just returned. Before we left Shalimar, we were really getting into the growth of our own spiritual growth, of our relationships with friends here in the church. And it was really hard to leave because of that growth. We were really becoming one with not only Christ, but with you guys. And that growth was important to us, but we had to leave family reasons, and we moved down to Tampa for 3 years. And it was tough down there finding a church that we really felt that same kind of growth. We did find a good church there, but we knew without having that, our growth was going to be limited. We kept comparing that church or any of the churches we went to with Shalimar. And so we returned back a few months ago now, and we're back to our friends that make up what I call the church, and what I also call our church. And we are so grateful for that. And now that we're back, we want to grow even more. And we pray that everyone else can get the same joy from growth that we get out of that. And so now begins the interactive part of our service. And what you're going to see up here on the charts here, it may be hard to read. It's okay. You've got your own. I'm going to explain this really quickly. So if I go too fast, it'll be up on the screen. But if you would, notice on the bottom left, this is annual and monthly giving. So in the church here, we have about 183 households that give between a penny and $24.99 a month. The next step up, we have about 86 households that give between $25 and $59.99 a month. So I'm going to pick it up a little bit here. The next is 58, the next is 48, the next is 36, and that's $150 to $199.99 a month. And so we're kind of in the middle here and still incrementally going up. 34 households do $200 to $249.99. And 28 households, $250 to $299.99. That's about $3,000 to $3,600 annually. The next is 35. And the next is where we start to take a little bit of a leap here in the steps. 77 households give between $400 and $849.99 a month, which ends up now exponentially increasing to $4,800 to $10,200 a month or a year. And then going up even further, 9 households give between $10,200 to $14,999 a month or a year. And then the last one, which is really an exponential jump, we have 4 households through their generosity have given over $15,000 annually to the church. Now, I want you to find yourself on this. I'm not going to make anybody raise their hands when I call out the numbers or anything or as I go through it, but please look at this and reflect on it for yourself, because it's an important thought process to go through and see where you are, so that when you go to commit to what you're going to grow in your finances with, that you find a new place maybe on this chart. And that's what we pray that you will do over the next week as we go into Commitment Sunday. Because, you know, as I thought back to this, and as my wife and I prayed over it and have discussed things, I started thinking about regrets. I will tell you that I have never once, when the end of the month came along and I was tight on a budget, I never once looked back and said, I wish I hadn't have written that church to God, or that check to God. Never once did I regret that. Now, I certainly regretted all my trips to Home Depot and Lowe's, but I didn't regret my giving to God. The joy that that brings me, and I know that joy is a big part of this discussion, because when you do something that not only contributes to our own church, but when we have the resources to reach out into the community, the joy you bring to others through your generosity is exponential. So I pray that we will all step up for Christ over this next week and in 2019. Thank you very much.
Good morning. Would you listen to these wonderful, uplifting, motivational words from the book of Psalms? It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by a 10-stringed instrument, a harp, and a melody of a lyre. You thrill me, Lord, with all that you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. Oh Lord, what great works you do, and how deep are your thoughts. Only a simpleton would not know, and only a fool would not understand this. Though the wicked sprout like weeds, and evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, O Lord, will be exalted forever. Your enemies, Lord, will surely perish. All evildoers will be scattered. But you have made me as strong as a wild ox. You have anointed me with the finest oil. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies, and my ears have heard the defeat of my wicked opponents. But the godly will flourish like palm trees and grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon. For they are transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. They will declare, "The Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Mike. What a powerful word, Psalm 92. I want to share, in addition to those that have already shared, our appreciation to all veterans today. It is unique and distinctive to be in worship. And I don't know of a church that does it better than Shalimar United Methodist Church of honoring and remembering and praying for all those that serve. Would you agree? Yeah. But thank you. Thank you for all who serve and have served and for all your sacrifices you have made. I want to ask us to pause for a moment of prayer prior to the message. Would you bow with me? Dear God, we thank you for this day, a unique day, Veterans Day, and a day to think about our church and our year ahead. We thank you for all of your goodness and for your blessings, so many that we cannot behold. We thank you for the fact you are a rock that we can stand upon in all times, that you give us the strength of your teachings, and you also give us your grace that is as oil to us, as balm to soothe our wounds and to minister and be sufficient for our deepest needs. And so today, for all who hear this message, I pray that the strength of your word will be heard, that the oil of your grace will be available to those who hurt and those who have need deep within. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. A call came in to the church office this week. The person asked for the big hog at the trough. And so our receptionist said, "I'm sorry if you're referring to Dr. McVeigh. He is our lead pastor. He is not a big hog at the trough." And the person on the other end said, "Well, I had a $100,000 contribution I wanted to give." And she said, "Hold on, the big fat pig is available." Well, I wanted to share that because it's funny. And some of you will wonder, did that really happen or not? You can just use your imagination. But I do want to share with you something most important. And I think you've already heard it in what has happened earlier today. Is this is about giving to the Lord. What we are asking everybody in our congregation to do is about giving to the Lord. We're not talking about giving to the church. The church obviously benefits from our gifts to the Lord. But we're talking about what's going on in our heart. And we're talking about giving to the Lord. And if there was one thing that I could change about the church, and I'm not just speaking of our church, but the whole church, is that when we talk about giving, we're talking about giving to the Lord. The church is the earthly representation of God's people. It's the gathering of God's people. But we're talking about our relationship with the Lord, and we're talking about giving to the Lord. When we ask the question, will you grow? And so in these messages, in this campaign, and hopefully this week, if you have not received already, you'll receive this, which is known as the Will You Grow Toolkit. In addition to what you heard David present about the steps, there's some other information that will be helpful to read and pray about as you prepare 1 week from this weekend to offer to the Lord what you're going to do in the way of a commitment for 2019. So make sure you get one of these toolkits to help you in that prayerful discernment. But it is a growth that we're asking you to do. And everybody can grow. Just because we max out at our height, we can still grow in other ways. We can grow in our generosity. That never ends. So what we've asked our congregation to do is to make a commitment to make a commitment. And so we're still 1 week out, and I would still challenge everybody in our congregation to make a commitment to make a commitment. Over the years, only about 50% of our congregation have submitted an estimate of giving card when we've had our commitment Sundays and commitment weekends. I'm challenging us to change that history. I'm challenging us to commit to the Lord, and we can trust the Lord with our commitments, and that we all come to the altar and we make a commitment 1 week from today. I'm asking you, as you pray this week, to make a commitment, to make a commitment. We've also raised each of these words, lifted them up before the congregation each week. Will means that we can grow, but will we? There is a difference. We can grow, but will we? Will we be open to what the Lord is leading us to do? Can we and will we grow? We can. We know we can. But will we make that commitment to grow? Over the past week, we asked you to have conversations with your families and to discuss what you're going to do in response to will you grow with your own family, with those you live with those that you're closest to if you're single. Karen and I had this conversation this week, and we have been tithing since the beginning of our marriage together. And we have grown beyond a tithe. And we will continue to do that in 2019. And we are taking another step in our giving in 2019. And the joy of that has never been a question to us. I agree with what David said. It's been other matters that we might grumble about, but never about our giving to the Lord. We believe that it is the greatest cause on the face of the earth, and we want to be a part of that. We believe that this church is making a great difference for the kingdom, and we want to be a part of that. And that God has got exciting things ahead for Shalimar United Methodist Church, and we want to be a part of that. So this week we move into the grow aspect of this phrase, will you grow. And we come to this 92nd Psalm, this fabulous psalm. And I want to lift up this passage to us today. You thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. Think about the last time that you were thrilled by what the Lord had done for you. The Lord is constantly giving us joy in our life if we only open our eyes to see it. I've had a lot of thrills in my life. I have been at sporting events where my team won in the last second of a game. There's no thrill like that except when you're in a delivery room and you see your daughters born. That's even a greater thrill. And there's no way that you can express in words the joy that gives. But I stand before you today to say that the thrill of the Lord is the greatest thrill of all. Because the thrill of the Lord is prompting us to what is coming. The thrill of the Lord just gives us a taste in this world. But we know that we will see fully in the world to come. And the thrill, the Lord has done so much for us, so we claim that. And it is a thrill as we stand, as we prepare ourselves to give back to the Lord. Now, as we think about our giving to the Lord, I'd just like to say it is about what God has done for us. What God has done for us. And that's what we're asking everybody to consider this week. What has God done for me? And the psalmist says, you thrill me, Lord, with all that you've done. And so the Lord has already blessed us. He is blessing us, and he will continue to bless us. We give in this spirit. Secondly, this psalm teaches us about goodness gathered together. God's goodness gathered together. And we also read that evil sprouts up around us. And we know this, don't we? We see it in our world today. That evil has a way of sprouting up around us. And so often we think that evil has the upper hand. But this Psalm 92 proclaims that the gathering of evil is short-lived. It will scatter ultimately. The evil that comes will scatter. But God's goodness, on the other hand, will be gathered and it'll be made stronger over time. And the church is the earthly representation of God's people. And so when we gather together in God's goodness, think about that. When we all contribute to the kingdom of God together, that is the goodness of God gathering in the church. We do have to face evil. We see signs of evil. We see the evil one seeking to undo what God is doing. But in the end, God's goodness will continue to be gathered on the face of the earth, and it will be strong. And that's the closing vision of this 92nd Psalm. It says that God's vision for the world is not just going to grow, but it's going to flourish. It's going to flourish. And it relates here the teaching that God's flourishing will grow like the palm trees, the number of palm trees, and it will be as strong as the cedars of Lebanon. And so we see here both the proliferation of God's goodness as palm trees and the strength of the cedar, reminding us that God's teachings are strong like the cedar, and God's grace is as oil that ministers to the needs of our life. Our church has a tremendous opportunity as we look ahead in 2019. We only need to battle our own complacency. When we talk ourselves out of participating in God's work, we need to take another look at that, because God's vision is about flourishing on the face of the earth. It's about more than growth. It's about flourishing. It's about more than just a little bit more than we've done. It's about flourishing. It's about overflowing. It's about abundance. This is the same kingdom in which Jesus took a few loaves and a few fish and he fed the multitudes. It's about flourishing. It's the same kingdom as the mustard seed, where a little bit of faith can change the world. It's about flourishing. And that's the vision that God has in front of Shalimar United Methodist Church. That's the vision in front of you and I. God doesn't want us just to grow. He wants us to flourish. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.